Organized labor has decried the recent spate of increases in utilities, petroleum products and levies on incomes in the country. It expresses disappointment at the manner in which Parliament went about the promulgation of the Energy Sector Levies Act 2015, Act 899. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, said organized labor rejects the increases and demands that government reduces utility tariffs and withdraw the Energy Sector Levies Act 2015, Act 899, with immediate effect. It gives government up to Wednesday, the 13th of this month, to meet its demands, or it would unleash a series of nationwide strikes. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
We met government. Yes, we agreed to have another meeting on Tuesday. The delegation that went for the meeting gave us feedback to organize labor. The meeting unanimously agreed to take the measures that we have indicated in the statement.
Are we to believe that you will not honor the planned meeting following your latest ultimatum?
No, we would. We would attend the meeting. We agreed to have the meeting. But that notwithstanding, we've stated this position. We have up to the 13th of January to look at the demands. And we are just restating, because this were the demands we exactly made at the meeting that day. And indeed, when organized labor met, there was clear frustration and anger, and people were really so hard on point that we unanimously agreed to have these measures.
Why a weak ultimatum? Are you not over-pushing government to the wall,
no,
Mr. Asamoah?
We are not, because from the discussions that went on, it was very clear that we were not satisfied. The moment we finished the meeting, that we were not satisfied with what happened. Yes, we are going to meet. If the demands are met, fair enough. Otherwise, I mean, we have resolved to go into the path that has made it clear in the statement.
Was organized labor not aware of the promulgation of the energy sector levy? And it's, let me say, passage all along.
No, as far as we are concerned, it was rushed to Parliament just before Christmas. We were not aware. If even you listen to some of the MPs, the impression created was not what was really stated. It was done under certificate of urgency, and indeed, we do not agree. That's why we've expressed our disappointment at how the law was passed and then the effects it has had on the ordinary Ghanaian.
So others would argue that why don't you take your fight to Parliament, because they eventually promulgated the
levy. Yes, we are really not happy with what happened in Parliament. And indeed, we are laying the problem before government and the legislature. But we know that ultimately, government make a withdrawal. Government and Parliament didn't do justice to Ghanaians.
So what happens after 1 week, 13th
January? We have outlined the activities. I don't know whether we have a roadmap which has been outlined and also made public. We've notified the police and other state bodies of our intended nationwide actions. We'll be having a press conference on the 14th. We'll have demonstrations on 19th and 20th January too. The whole country, and then if that one does not end, we'll go ahead with other planned activities that are laid up.